Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, here we are in the middle of the Advent season. And one of the hymns that's sung a lot during Advent is, O come, Emmanuel. Now, I ask, what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. Emmanuel means God with us. So here we are getting ready to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Emmanuel, God with us. He will come and he will dwell among us. He is the Word of God. John 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then 14 says, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So Jesus will come and make his dwelling among us as we wait for his birth. Of course, this happened 2,000 and some years ago, but still every year we celebrate it. So we gather together during Advent as we're readying for it. But Jesus did not just all of a sudden show up when he was born in that stable of the Virgin Mary. He's been around since the beginning, and the beginning begins before the beginning. Before God created the heavens and the earth, that's what we think of in the beginning, but it goes back further than that because God always is, was, and will be. And Jesus was always there. When God created the earth, the heavens and the earth, how did he create them? By his word. Let there be, and there was. Well, we just found out that the word became flesh. The word was Jesus Christ. But that's not the only time that Jesus was there in the Old Testament. Last week, we talked about the burning bush. There was Jesus, the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord, Jesus pre-incarnate. He was in the burning bush. Now we're talking about clouds and fire. We're talking about the tabernacle, the tent that was put into the tent, and on it was the throne in the tabernacle. And God was there. Jesus was there with them, and he filled the tabernacle with the cloud. He was the cloud inside the tabernacle. He was inside the cloud. Just like on the Mount of Transfiguration, there was the brightness of Jesus. And then the cloud formed around him. So Jesus was in the cloud. Now, going back to this tabernacle place that Moses erected, notice that once he put everything in place, the mercy seat and everything, he had to put a place before it. He could not enter it no longer. He could not go into it. Only the high priest could go into it once a year. He put up the covering of the tent over it. He set the mercy seat above on the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil of the screen and screened the ark of the testimony. So no one was able to go in and look at the ark of the testimony. No one was able to see Jesus in there because the glory of the Lord would have been too much for them. Plus, before he was born, if you saw God, you were doomed. So, now, Jesus became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, the same word we translate as dwelt You could translate it as tabernacled. Because that's what dwelling is, tabernacled, tabernacling. So the word became flesh and tabernacled among us. See the connection to the Old Testament? The Old Testament connects to Jesus. So when it talks about the tabernacle, it is looking forward to when Jesus would tabernacle among us. So the Greek, the noun there actually means this. The verb says dwell or live. The noun means tabernacle. So the word became flesh and tabernacled among us. God with us. And he has been with us ever since. He was with them the whole way on their journey in the Old Testament. The Exodus, all through Deuteronomy and all through the history of the Old Testament. And he is with us in the New Testament. And he is with us now, even today. He is always with us. As he promised when he was getting ready, after he suffered and died for us because of our sin, as he suffered and died for us, he rose again. And then he ascended into heaven. And before he ascended into heaven, he gathered his disciples together and he went with them and he said, all power and authority has been given to me. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, even to the end of the ages. God with us. He hasn't left us. He ascended into heaven and has sent his Holy Spirit to be with us, to dwell within us. But Jesus is also with us each and every day, and he has promised to be with us. Advent, getting ready to celebrate his birthday. But we're also getting ready for his second coming. And we have no idea when that is going to be. But I'm going to quote from Revelation 21, where it describes the fulfillment of our Advent hope to come on the last day. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. Again, dwelling, tabernacling, he will tabernacle with them. The dwelling place where God tabernacles is with man. No more isolation or exile. We will experience the fulfillment of the Lord's name, Emmanuel, God with us. Therefore, let us remember as we prepare for Christmas that we also remember to prepare for his second coming when he will return to take all believers to spend eternity with him. He who saved us will never forsake us. He is with us always. In the name of Jesus, amen.